This is VPR News. I'm Peter Biello. The head of the department that oversees Child Protective Services in Vermont has resigned his position. And while his departure comes amid controversy at the Agency of Human Services, officials say David Iacovone is leaving of his own accord. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Last month, Secretary of Human Services Doug Racine was unceremoniously dismissed from his job overseeing the social safety net in Vermont. The surprise firing came amid several controversies, including the untimely deaths of two toddlers formerly under the watch of the Department for Children and Families. Now, the man who runs that department has become the latest high-profile departure from the administration. But David Iacovone's send-off by Governor Peter Shumlin was decidedly more upbeat.
Thank you, David, for your service, and we're grateful to all that you've done for our children in this great state.
At a hastily arranged press conference attended by DCF staffers, Shumlin praised Iacovone's hard work on behalf of vulnerable children and said his steady hand will be missed.
Not only has he dealt with tragedy and crisis with a calm and thoughtful approach, but he's also made real changes since he took over as commissioner.
Iacovone says the demands of the job have been intense. He's leaving to take a job in social services near his home in Lamoille County, a job Iacovone says his wife urged him to apply for.
She had some other things to say, too, that I won't share right here, but I got the message a little bit there. After you learn after 36 years of marriage to pick up those signals.
The personnel changes come as lawmakers and the Shumlin administration consider structural changes to a 4,000-person Agency of Human Services.
You know, when you lose children, our most vulnerable children, you have tragedies like we've been seeing across the state, none of us can say that we're getting this right.
Shortly after his firing, former Human Services Secretary Doug Racine said that Child Protective Services needs more employees. It's a sentiment that several frontline social workers echoed recently in testimony to lawmakers. But Iacovone says the department has brought on 50 additional workers in the last 3.5 years, including 27 earlier this summer. And he says adding more bodies now is not necessarily the answer.
So we've put a significant amount of resources into the issue right now, and we need to, in my opinion, see how those play out before more are added.
Shumlin says top-level officials are examining ways to improve the agency's operations. Recommendations are due October 1st.
Are there things that we could do either structurally or personnel-wise that would ensure an even better and safer future for our vulnerable kids?
Ken Schatz, who most recently served as general counsel at the Agency of Human Services, will take over immediately for Iacovone. Schatz has a history working with vulnerable populations and formerly served as the city attorney in Burlington. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.